You're listening to The Update with Brandon Julian on New York's only EDM station. This is 90.3 WKRB, Kingsborough Community College, Brooklyn, New York.
On The Update this Monday night, one of the worst mass shootings in American history took place in Las Vegas over the course of 12 hours. What happened? Why did the suspect do what he did? Why did he kill himself? And what was his motive into the worst shooting into American history? We have it all covered for you right now on this Monday evening. The Update with Brandon Julian begins now.
You're listening to 90.3 WKRB, New York's only EDM station. And now, Brandon Julian with an hour of news and information and your exclusive WKRB forecast. This is The Update with Brandon Julian, a 90.3 WKRB and WKRB.org. Everything you need to know, because anything can happen in New York.
First on this terrible Monday evening. Back in 2016, at the Pulse nightclub, we thought we'd witnessed one of the worst massive shootings in American history. 48 people were killed at the Pulse nightclub by a terrorist with a motive. Now, on October 2nd, 2017, today, we have officially witnessed the worst mass shooting in American history. Good evening. Thank you for joining me on The Update on this Monday evening. I'm Brandon Julian. Our top story is out of Las Vegas tonight, where Clark County Sheriff Justice Lombardo says the hundreds of people wounded in the Vegas mass shooting were taken to five Southern Nevada hospitals. Sunrise Hospital and Medical Center says in a statement it received 14 patients who died and more than 160 who were injured. The statement today said the Las Vegas hospitals' doctors performed about 30 surgeries, and that police were still trying to notify relatives of the victims. Hospital CEO Todd Schlockenberg said most of the hospital's trauma team and staff worked through the night after the shooting that killed at least 58 people and wounded more than 500. Police have warned that identifying bodies from the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history will be a long and laborious process. The attack started at around 10:08 p.m. on Sunday night, which is 1:08 a.m. on the East Coast, at the Route 91 Harvest Festival, which is a country music concert, and was interrupted by the sound of gunfire. The police have said the gunman fired from the crowd of about 22,000 people from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel, which is several hundred feet southwest of the concert grounds. Jason Aldean, country music singer, was performing when the gunshots began, according to witnesses' cell phone video. According to one witness, the gunshots lasted for 10 to 15 minutes. And it didn't stop. Out of Washington, the bell tolled three times as a solemn President Trump paused on the White House South Lawn for a moment of silence in honor of the victims. Flanked by First Lady Melania Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and his wife Karen, Trump walked out onto the lawn for the memorial moment this afternoon. The White House's flag stood at half-staff overhead. They were honoring the 58 people killed when a gunman opened fire on a concert crowd in Vegas. Police say Stephen Craig Paddock was on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Casino Hotel Tower on Sunday night when he fired into the Route 91 Harvest Festival, where more than 500 people were wounded. WKRB News Times now, 5:05. Police say the man who killed at least 50 people was a retiree with no criminal history in the Nevada county where he lived. The brother of 64-year-old Stephen Paddock said he's completely dumbfounded by the shooting at a country music concert Sunday night, which is the deadliest in modern U.S. history. Eric Paddock told the Orlando Sentinel newspaper that he can't understand what happened. Mesquite Police Chief Troy Tanner says Stephen Paddock owned a single-family home in Sun City, Mesquite, a retirement community along the Nevada-Arizona border. He lived there with Mary Lou Danley, who was 62 years old. Police say they don't believe that she was involved in the incident. Heavily armed police searched the home earlier this afternoon. Texas authorities say he lived in a Dallas suburb from 2009 to 2012. And related to this, out of Los Angeles, Open Road Films is canceling its scheduled Los Angeles premiere of Marshall in what it calls a national day of mourning after the attack. Estee Lauder is also canceling a scheduled pink ribbon celebration today in New York following the shooting. Open Road issued a statement saying it would cancel its red carpet premiere and instead hold a private screening for the filmmakers and the cast of the Thurgood Marshall biopic. The film stars Chadwick Boseman, Josh Gad, and Sterling K. Brown. Elizabeth Hurley had been set to appear at Estee Lauder's breast cancer awareness event tonight. The company said in a statement it was canceling the event out of respect and extended compassion to the families of the victims. Of course, we will talk about this throughout the course of our program this afternoon. There is other U.S. news to get to. We're going to come back with that in 60 seconds. WKRB News Time is now 5:07.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk, or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement, concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
WKRB News Time now, 5:08. We're back with more U.S. news this evening and other news. How did society influence the imagery in Playboy magazine over the decades? Magazine researcher Samir Husseini says in the wake of last week's passing of Hugh Hefner, not so much. Hefner remained the final arbiter of Playboy spreads in which women rose to playmate. Former Playboy senior photographer Josh Ryan says there were subtle shifts into making social media, star-making power, and other more modern factors, but Hef signed off on each spread. As you may remember, the Playboy founded died on Wednesday back at age 91. Husseini says it will be a challenge for Playboy to find another arbiter of the it factor when it comes to nude pictorials. He called the audience for Playboy an audience of one, Hugh Hefner himself. Also in the city tonight, Google is ending so-called first click free, a policy loathed by many publishers and media because it required a limited amount of free content from them before readers could be subjected to a paywall. Richard Gingras, vice president of news at Google Incorporated, said in a blog post today that publishers will now be allowed to decide how many, if any, free articles they want to offer readers before charging a fee. The minimum number of items offered under the previous Google search engine rules had been 3. The decision was hailed immediately by media companies like News Corporation. Google says it's working with publishers to streamline whatever payment form they would like to pursue so that it's easier for users to decide what they wish to pay for. WKRB News Time is now 5:10. out of Stockholm, Sweden this evening at a Rockefeller University news conference in New York. Nobel Prize winner Michael Young said the news of the award came as a shock. He says, "This really did take me by surprise. I had trouble even getting into my shoes this morning." Young won the Nobel Prize today with fellow Americans Michael Rosbach and Jeffrey Hall for their discoveries about the body's biological clock. He said their research had disclosed a beautiful mechanism for how genes controlled body clocks. Asked about possible medical payoffs from the work, he said, "We're just starting with this." But he noted that a genetic mutation has been found in some people who have chronic trouble getting to sleep at night. Young says this gives us ways of thinking we didn't have before. I think we're going to run into this over and over. Out of Washington tonight, the Supreme Court has left in place the conviction and prison sentence of a former Democratic state senator from New York who wanted to run for mayor of New York City as a Republican. The justices did not comment today in rejecting an appeal from former Senator Malcolm Smith. Prosecutors said Smith authorized about $200,000 in bribes to secure Republican leaders' backing to avoid a crowded Democratic field and run the GOP line in the 2013 mayoral race. Smith had served in the state Senate for more than a decade before his arrest back in 2013. He's currently serving a 7-year prison term after his conviction on conspiracy, bribery, and other charges. WKRB News Time is now 5:12. Out of Michigan tonight, officials say a Delta Airlines flight from New York's LaGuardia Airport landed safely at Detroit Metropolitan Airport after reporting an engine problem. Delta spokeswoman Cade Modolo says in an email that Flight 964 declared an emergency on this morning before landing at the airport in the suburb of Romulus. No injuries have been reported. Modolo says there were 154 passengers aboard the plane and that they were able to leave the plane normally after taxied to the gate. Out of Vermont tonight, the son of a New York City rabbi says his father and other relatives were traumatized when the rabbi pulled over on a remote Vermont interstate for suspected speeding, ordered at gunpoint to lie on the ground, then handcuffed along with his wife and another son. Yehuda Fink said today that his parents and teenage brother and sister thought they were targets of a terrorist attack during the August 8th stop. An investigation reviewed by Vermont's Police Advisory Commission found the trooper acted according to policy and there was no evidence of bias. Rabbi Burl Fink was cited for attempting to elude police after traveling more than 4 miles before pulling over. He says he was trying to find a safe spot after realizing he was being pulled over. WKRB News Time is now 5:14. And finally, out of New Orleans tonight, the young woman whose stunning portrayal of Hush Puppy and Beasts of the Southern Wild earned her an Oscar nomination at age 9 as a new career path. 14-year-old Quivenhanze Wallace is adding author to her resume. This week, Wallace is releasing 2 children's books, Shy and Emmy Star in Break an Egg, which chronicles the lives of 2 best friends at a performing arts school, and A Night Out with Mama, a picture book inspired by her experience at the Oscars. Wallace says writing is a natural extension for her love of reading, and she urges teenagers to read more. "I don't think we read as much as we should." WKRB News Time now going on 5:15. Still to come on the update on this Monday night, we'll give you a first check of your traffic and weather together to help you get around. And we're going to talk some sports. The Derek Jeter is getting closer and closer to buying the Marlins. Has the deal been officially announced? We're going to talk about that in just a minute. This is The Update with Brandon Julian on a Monday evening here on 90.3 WKRB.
streaming live from Brooklyn to wherever you are. The update will be right back on 90.3 WKRB and WKRB.org.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
My dad came to live with us last month, and you know, it's going pretty well.
I feel like I never have time for myself.
With him being around more, it really lets us catch up on things.
His memory isn't what it used to be.
We get up and we have coffee.
He usually wakes up at 4:30.
Then we go for a walk.
He needs lots of my attention.
I do need to keep an eye on his medications, though. That's important.
Sometimes I feel like a pharmacist.
I'd say John and the kids are adjusting pretty well.
They honestly have no idea what I'm going through.
It can be a little challenging.
Help.
But so far, so good.
I could really use just a little help.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Brandon Julian, of all the radio stations in New York, we're one of them. This is The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB. Keeping an eye on the roads, the rails, and the skies, it's time for traffic and weather together.
WKRB News Time, now going on 518. Welcome back to The Update, everyone. Let's get you going with a little traffic and weather together. We had a train that had mechanical problems at 59th Street Columbus Circle. That's been cleared away, so your number one trains have resumed with some residual delays. We have southbound D trains running with delays because of ongoing signal problems at 25th Avenue. All your other subways are running on or close to schedule. Let's go from the rails and take a look at what's happening out on our roadways. We're going to start in Brooklyn on the Gowanus Expressway going eastbound, where we have an accident blocking the left lane. At 38th and 39th Streets over at exit 23, you're backed up all the way to 7th Avenue over at exit 20. As we go to Manhattan on the West Side Highway going northbound, we have an accident. At 125th Street at exit 12, you're backed up all the way to 57th Street. So you have definitely have bumper-to-bumper traffic there. In the Bronx, on I-95 southbound, we have a disabled vehicle. On the lower level of the George Washington Bridge, you're backed up all the way between the Harlem River Drive between Amsterdam Avenue and Route 9A over the West Side Highway near the Henry Hudson Parkway. And on the Whitestone Expressway going southbound, we have an accident just a little bit north of the Whitestone Bridge, but you're backed up all the way to between the Cross Bronx and the span of the Whitestone Bridge going all the way into Queens. Alternate side parking and meter rules are in effect for today, and garbage and recycling is on schedule. WKRB News Time now going on 520. Let's take a first look right now at our exclusive WKRB forecast. It's a good-looking night out there. So I definitely suggest you go out there and enjoy it. It's a little cool for your liking. Temperatures are definitely going to start warming up over the next couple of days. But with that warm-up, it does cause them a little bit of rain as we go toward the end of the week. So for tonight, we're going to have clear skies. Our lows will be in the upper 50s. And then for your Tuesday, we're going to have sunny skies. Our highs will be in the lower 70s. Currently outside at JFK Airport, it is 68 degrees with a few clouds outside. Our humidity is at 47%, and our winds are out of the south at 9 miles an hour. 68 degrees. We're going down to around 57 degrees this evening. WKRB News Time is now 5:20.
Now, with the latest scores and highlights, it's time for the sports update.
So if you heard the news yesterday, Terry Collins resigned. He stepped down to take a role in the Mets front office. And personally, I think it's a good thing for Terry. It's better than having him go off to a different organization. Anyway, the Mets got blown out 11-0 yesterday. Yankees lost 2-1. They're preparing for tomorrow's wild card game between the Yanks and Twins. Luis Severino getting the start for the Bombers in that one. Another sports news, turning to basketball out of Phoenix. Jurors will return to the courtroom today to hear the remaining closing arguments in the assault trial of NBA players Marcus and Markieff Morris. The Morris brothers are accused of helping three other people beat Eric Hood back in January of 2015. Prosecutors urged the jury last week to convict the brothers of aggravated assault charges. But an attorney defending Marcus Morris argued multiple witnesses' testimony showed the brothers couldn't have been involved. Hood testified his relationship with the twins became strained because of a misinterpreted text message. The Morris brothers faced the possibility of prison time and discipline from the NBA if convicted. It's worth noting Marcus plays for the Boston Celtics and Markieff is with the Washington Wizards. The Morris brothers were drafted back-to-back in the first round of the 2011 NBA draft. Turning to baseball, but not locally, the Atlanta Braves say John Capella has resigned as general manager after it was learned that he was the target of a Major League Baseball investigation into a violation of rules in the international player market. Braves president John Hart will take over GM duties while the team searches for a new one. In a statement today, the Braves said the resignation comes as the breach of Major League Baseball rules regarding the international player market. Hart said the Braves will give their full MLB their full cooperation during the probe. An MLB spokesman would not provide details of an ongoing investigation. The Braves, who finished 72-90 this year, have been very active in the international market in recent years. Capella was promoted to GM after the 2015 season. WKRB News Time now going on, WKRB News Time now, 5:23. Finally this evening, sticking with baseball, out of Miami, Derek Jeter's group has closed on its purchase of the Miami Marlins. Major League owners last week unanimously approved the $1.2 billion sale to the franchise by Jeffrey Loria to the investment group led by Jeter and new controlling owner Bruce Sherman. The closing today came a day after the Marlins concluded their eighth consecutive losing season, which is the longest in the major leagues. Among issues to be addressed by the new owners will be the future of Major League home run and RBI champion Giancarlo Stanton, whose salary will nearly double next year to $25 million, which could make him unaffordable for a revenue-challenged franchise. Also in question are the status of manager Don Mattingly and president of baseball operations Michael Hill. Jeter and Bruce Sherman will speak publicly for the first time about the deal at a news conference tomorrow. WKRB News Time now, 5:24. Still to come on the update on this Monday evening, it's time to talk about some weird but true stories out there, including a story about stealing $40,000 from another person's home. We're going to tell you that in just a minute, and then, of course, we're going to recap our top story, what we know about the Las Vegas shooter, and more importantly, what we don't know. I can talk about that in just a minute. This is the update with Brandon Julian on a busy Monday evening here on 90.3 WKRB.
Not near your radio and want to listen to us on the go? Download the TuneIn app and search for WKRB or download the KBCC mobile app.
My name is Ruth Roosie. I'm a retired teacher. I'm 91 years old, and this is how I live United. I say retired, but not really. Once a week, I read books to children as part of United Way's education program. Reading to a child creates links between language and literacy. It creates a bond between grown-up and child. And believe it or not, it prepares them for a better academic future. Oh, we read about frogs and flies and pigs with wings, all sorts of juicy stuff. It's a joy to watch all those little faces. I figure I have the time and they have the need. And I've always believed that if we're not here to help each other, then what are we here for, really? My name is Ruth Roosie. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay, then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect, Compete, and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Of course.
Who's asking? I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to New York's only EDM station, 90.3 WKRB, with Brandon Julian. Now, the update continues on 90.3 WKRB. It's everything you need to know, because anything can happen in New York.
Welcome back to the update with Brandon Julian here on 90.3 WKRB and WKRB.org. WKRB News time now, 5:29. Before we get to our weird but true update, let's recap our top story for you on the update tonight. Our top story is the ongoing investigation into the deadly Las Vegas shooting. 58 people dead, more than 500 wounded, resulting in the deadliest shooting now and officially in American history. Beating the Pulse nightclub that happened last year in Orlando as the deadliest event in American history. 48 people were killed in Orlando. The FBI investigation into this tonight says that they have determined that Stephen Paddock had no connection with an international terrorist group. But authorities are also saying that they are not calling it terrorism at this time. According to Sheriff Joseph Lombardo, we have to establish what his motivation was first. That was his explanation for why this event has not been labeled domestic terrorism. According to CNN, the shooter bought multiple firearms, and police found 10 rifles inside Paddock's hotel. So far, the investigators believe the firearms were purchased legally. The suspicion, based on initial reports, is that any of the rifles were altered in order to function as an automatic weapon. Among the weapons so far, a .223 caliber rifle and a .308 caliber rifle. The Department of Homeland Security said that there is no credible threat involving other public venues, but said that security could increase as a result. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump stood for a moment of silence earlier this afternoon. Again, 58 people dead, more than 500 injured, and we're still trying to figure out why did Stephen Paddock shoot 58 people in the middle of the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas. WKRB News time now, 5:31. Let's try to change the mood a little bit, and let's talk about some of the weirder but true stories we have going on out there. We start in Montana, where police in Montana say a man told friends he needed help moving and got their unwitting help stealing $40,000 worth of items from another man's home. One of the friends allegedly rented a U-Haul without knowing it would be used in a crime. The other told police he became suspicious and left after he saw military medals in the Great Falls home. He doubted 36-year-old Patrick Joseph Adams Jr. served in the military. Investigators say the true homeowner came home after that night, found his home had been burglarized, and then called 911. Prosecutors charged Adams last Thursday with burglary and criminal mischief, both felonies. The Great Falls Tribune reports Adams faces up to 30 years in prison, and $100,000 in fines. It wasn't clear if Adams had a lawyer. Out of Ohio tonight, residents of a quiet town in southwest Ohio swear they're not seeing things when they tell police monkeys are on the loose in their neighborhood. WLWT-TV reports residents in Lebanon, a city about 30 miles northeast of Cincinnati, have used their phones to capture photos of the monkeys hanging out of trees. Lebanon police say they're aware of the reported monkey sightings and are investigating. Residents suspect the monkeys were pets at some point. Residents say the monkeys haven't been spotted since being photographed several weeks ago, but they can still be heard. WKRB News time now, 5:33. Lion defender Marcelo flicked the yellow card out of the referee's hand, and he was immediately shown a red one. The Brazilian was sent off with Lion leading 3-1 in angers in the French league. Lion went on to draw 3-3 on Sunday. The bizarre incident happened 6 minutes into the second half. Marcelo lifted his arm in frustration at being booked and appeared to accidentally knock the yellow card out of the referee's hand. He immediately turned around and apologized for what he had done. However, referee Michael Lassange showed him the red card. And finally, out of Boston, a historic Boston church is asking a developer to pay $19 million to compensate for shadows cast by a proposed tower. The Boston Globe reports that Old South Church claims the proposed Back Bay Station project will cast shadows on the 142-year-old church. It will cause moisture damage and darken stained glass windows. Church officials say $4 million of the payment will go toward repairs of the church, while the remainder will fund an affordable home program. Project developer Boston Property says the request is unreasonable. The company says it's unlikely the projected shadows would cause significant damage to the church. Boston Properties plans to build 3 office and apartment towers on top of the train depot. Excuse me. WKRB News time is now 5:35. Let's talk about some of the more important things that happened on this day in history for this October 2nd. Highlight of this day came in 1967 when Thurgood Marshall was sworn in as an associate justice of the U.S. Supreme Court as the court opened its new term. In 1780, British spy John Andre was hanged in Tappan, New York, during the Revolutionary War. In 1835, the first Battle of the Texas Revolution took place as American settlers fought Mexican soldiers near the Guadalupe River. The Mexicans ended up withdrawing. In 1919, President Woodrow Wilson suffered a serious stroke at the White House that left him paralyzed on his left side. In 1939, the Benny Goodman Sextet, which included Lionel Hampton, made its first recording, Flying Home, for Columbia. In 1941, during World War II, German armies launched an all-out drive against Moscow. Soviet forces succeeded in holding onto their capital. In 1944, German troops crushed the 2-month-old Warsaw Uprising, during which 250,000 people had been killed. In 1950, the comic strip Peanuts, created by Charles M. Schulz, was syndicated to 7 newspapers. In 1959, Rod Serling's The Twilight Zone made its debut on CBS TV with the episode Where Is Everybody, starring Earl Holliman. In 1975, President Gerald R. Ford formally welcomed Japan's Emperor Hirohito to the White House during a ceremony on the South Lawn of the White House. In 1985, actor Rock Hudson died at his home in Beverly Hills, California at age 59 after battling AIDS. In 1996, in Aero Peru, Boeing 757 crashed into the Pacific Ocean, killing all 61 passengers and 9 crew members on board. And in 2002, the Washington, D.C. area sniper attacks began, setting off a frantic manhunt lasting 3 weeks. John Allen Muhammad and Lee Boyd Malvo were finally arrested for 10 killings and 3 woundings. Muhammad was executed back in 2009, while Malvo was sentenced to life in prison. WKRB News time now 5:38. When we come back, we're going to give you another check of your traffic and weather together on this Monday evening. And then we're going to talk about some business news and check out the markets on Wall Street. This is the update with Brandon Julian on a busy Monday evening here on 90.3 WKRB.
News for New Yorkers who never stop moving. You're listening to the update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Listen to us on Mixcloud to know more about the stories that matter to you and to prepare more for the weather ahead. And did you miss any episodes of the update? Listen to any episode anytime at Mixcloud.com/theupdate. Also, follow us on Twitter at @WKRBupdate.
Welcome back to the update with Brandon Julian here at 90.3 WKRB, WKRB.org. WKRB News time now, 5:42, in the middle of the tragedy in Hollywood, not in Hollywood, in Las Vegas, with the 58 people who have died and the 500 more who are still critically wounded. We have some more breaking news coming in. Legendary rocker Tom Petty suffered a cardiac arrest attack and then has died. He was 66 years old. Apparently, there has been some conflicting reports right now about his condition. Some have said that he's died. Some, according to CBS News, first reported that he died. Now they've backtracked and said that he's now clinging to life. No matter what the case, rocker Tom Petty, critical condition after suffering a cardiac arrest. He's now clinging to life. And, of course, we will try to keep the latest on this as we will get you more information as it comes in. WKRB News time is now 5:43.
Keeping an eye on the roads, the rails, and the skies, it's time for traffic and weather together.
Let's get you quickly caught up with the roads and the rails out there. We have northbound number 6 trains running express from 3rd Avenue and 138th Street to Hunts Point Avenue because you have a sick passenger at 143rd Street and St. Mary Street, causing your trains to run express. And then we have ongoing delays on southbound D trains because of signal problems at 25th Avenue. All of your other trains are running on or close to schedule at this time. Also, inside parking, meter rules are in effect for today, and garbage and recycling is on schedule. WKRB News time now, 5:44. Let's take a look right now at our exclusive WKRB forecast. Get out there and enjoy it. It's a good-looking evening out there. You might need the light coat because it might feel a little chilly in certain areas out there. For tonight, we're going to have clear skies. Our lows will be in the upper 50s. For your Tuesday, we're going to have sunny skies. Our highs will be in the lower 70s. Tuesday night will be mostly clear. Our lows will be in the upper 50s. On Wednesday, it'll be sunny. Our highs will be in the mid-70s. Wednesday night will be mostly clear. Our lows will be in the lower 60s. And then on Thursday, it'll be mostly sunny. Our highs will be around 80 degrees. Currently outside of JFK Airport right now, it is 68 degrees with a few clouds outside. Our humidity is at 47%. Our winds are out of the south at 9 miles an hour. 68 degrees, we're going down to around 57 degrees this evening. WKRB News Time now, 5:45. Let's check some business news out on Wall Street. U.S. stocks are closing at record highs as healthcare companies lead the market broadly higher. Energy companies were the main laggard on today as the price of crude oil plunged. Halliburton dropped 1%. Nordstrom dropped 6.3% following a report that talks to take the department store company private were stalling. Spain's main stock index fell after reports of widespread violence and unrest as the Catalan region voted on an independence referendum. Looking at the numbers right now, stocks closed higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 152 points to 22,557. The S&P 500 was up 9 points, and the NASDAQ was up 20 points. Out of Nashville tonight, a federal utility is appealing a judge's order to evacuate and move its coal ash at a Tennessee power plant. In Nashville federal court today, the Tennessee Valley Authority filed an appeal notice over its Gallatin fossil plant outside of Nashville. Spokesman Scott Brooks says TVA will comply with the order during appeal. TVA says it would take up to 24 years and cost $550 million using a lined landfill on site, or up to $2 billion and a possibly different timeline if it's off site. The Southern Environmental Law Center, representing one environmental group that sued, says TVA overestimated the numbers. In August, the judge said coal ash storage is leaking pollutants into the Cumberland River and violating the Clean Water Act, but with scant evidence of concrete harm beyond risk and present of pollutants. WKRB News Time now, 5:47. And finally this evening, back here in New York, CBS has fired a corporate lawyer who said on social media about the Las Vegas mass shooting that she wasn't sympathetic because country music fans often are Republican gun toters. The network said today that Haley Geftman Gold had violated the company's standards by expressing deeply unacceptable views. Geftman Gold was a vice president and senior legal counsel at CBS in New York and had worked there for a year. Geftman Gold made the comments on Facebook in connection with a discussion on gun control. She said she had no hope that Republicans would take action if they didn't do anything when children were murdered, an apparent reference to the Sandy Hook massacre. We've repeated it over the course of the show. At least 58 people were killed in Las Vegas, which is the worst mass shooting in the nation's history. WKRB News Time now, 5:48. Still to come on the update for this Monday, we'll talk some news happening locally with some city news. And then, of course, the many celebrity birthdays that we have happening today. This is the update with Brandon Julian on a busy Monday evening here on 90.3 WKRB.
Keep it tuned in to WKRB. The update returns in a moment.
Wow, yeah, since the storm, it's been crazy busy for us. We got all kinds of office desks coming in. Now, here's a this is a fancy one right here. It's missing a leg, but that's all right. Whatever. Washers and dryers from a laundromat. Oh, wow, and check this out. Another deep fryer. And I'm not sure what this doohickey is. Yeah, most businesses weren't ready for a storm like that, you know. But our work's really piling up here at Roberts & Sons Salvage.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
pick you up after school.
Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Brandon Julian. Paging common sense. Paging common sense. Is there any common sense left in the room? This is The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Welcome back to The Update with Brandon Julian on this Monday evening here on 90.3 WKRB, WKRB.org. At WKRB News Time now, 5:52. Let's talk some city news right now on this Monday evening. To humans, the twin blue beams shining upwards from Lower Manhattan each September 11th evoke solemn memories of the 2001 terrorist attacks. But to migrating birds, they're a potentially fatal attraction. It's the finding of a study published today that looked at 7 years of annual tributes at the National September 11th Memorial and Museum. Researchers noticed thousands of birds were drawn to the lights, causing them to waste precious energy, circling and risking collisions with buildings or capture by predators. The study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences estimated that the light beams influence more than 1 million birds. The authors recommend bright lights around homes, stadiums, offshore oil rigs, and construction sites be turned off as much as possible during migration season. In other news tonight, the man accused of setting a pressure cooker bomb here in the city and injured 30 people last year interrupted the start of his trial because he wanted to speak with the judge about being unable to see his wife. Ahmad Khan Rahimi was removed from court today at the start of his trial after he stood up and spoke. Prosecutors continued their opening statement without him physically in the room. He later was brought back and he apologized for the interruption. He says the government is wrongly keeping his wife from coming to visit him at the jail where he is being held, and he asked U.S. District Court Judge Richard Berman for help. Berman says he'll look into it, and the case proceeded with Rahimi in the courtroom. The item has been corrected to show that the device in Manhattan was a pressure cooker bomb and not a pipe bomb. WKRB News Time is now 5:54. Out of Albany tonight, Governor Cuomo has directed that flags in all state government buildings be lowered to half-staff to honor victims of the mass shooting in Las Vegas. The Democratic says the directive is in effect Tuesday through sunset on Friday in conjunction with a federal proclamation. Cuomo called the Nevada killings yet another senseless an horrific mass shooting, and a heinous and vile act of gun violence. The governor said he has directed additional security measures around New York State as a precaution, but he didn't release details. Police in Las Vegas say 64-year-old Stephen Craig Paddock opened fire Sunday night on the crowd at a country music concert from a hotel room, killing 58 and wounding more than 500. And finally tonight, Governor Cuomo says the state's first-in-the-nation tuition-free college program will pay the bill for about 22,000 students this year. The governor's office says an additional 23,000 students who applied also qualified to have their tuition covered by existing state and federal financial aid. About 75,000 people applied for the new Excelsior scholarship, which pays the balance of tuition for New York residents from families earning $100,000 or less who attend the State University of New York City or New York City of New York or City University of New York school full-time. Cuomo says thanks to the new program, 53% of full-time SUNY and CUNY in-state students now go to school tuition-free. Excelsior Scholarship recipients must live and work in New York for as many years as they receive the benefit. WKRB News Time, now 5:56. Finally tonight on the update, we're going to wrap things up with the many, many celebrity birthdays that we have happening today. So let's cue the Katy Perry music and let's get things going. Country singer and musician Leon Roche from Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys is 90. Retired MLB All-Star Maury Wills is 85. Movie critic Rex Reed is 79. Singer and songwriter Don McLean is 72. Cajun and country singer Joelle Sonnier is 71. Actor Avery Brooks is 69, and so was fashion designer Donna Karan. Photographer Annie Leibovitz is 68. Rock musician Mike Rutherford from Genesis and Mike and the Mechanics is 67. Singer and actor Sting is 66. Actress Robin Riker is 65. Actress Lorraine Bracco is 63, and so is country musician Greg Jennings from Restless Heart. Rock singer Phil Okey from the Human League is 62. Rhythm and blues singer Freddie Jackson is 61. Singer and producer Robbie Neville is 59. Retro soul singer James Hunter is 55, and so is former NFL quarterback Mark Rypien. Rock musician Bud Goff from Sublime and Eyes Adrift is 50, and so is folk country singer Gillian Welch. Country singer Kelly Willis is 49, and so is actor Joey Slotnick. Rhythm and blues singer Dion Allen from As Yet is 47. Actress and talk show host Kelly Ripa from Live with Kelly and Ryan is 47. Singer Tiffany is 46. Rock singer Lean Nystrom is 44. So is actor Efren Ramirez. And so is rhythm and blues singer Latosha Scott from Escape. Gospel singer Mandisa from American Idol is 41. Actress Brianna Brown is 38. Rock musician Mike Rodden from Hinder is 35. Tennis player Marion Bartoli is 33. Actor Christopher Larkin is 30. Rock singer Brittany Howard from Alabama Shakes is 29. Actress Samantha Barks is 27. And actress Elizabeth McLaughlin is 24. Those are the celebrity birthdays for this October 2nd. Our thought for today comes from Groucho Marx, who was an American comedian, was born in this date in 1890, and he died in 1977. Today's thought is, there's one way to find out if a man is honest. Ask him. If he says yes, you know he is crooked. Your weather for tonight, get out there and enjoy it. Our lows will be in the upper 50s. For your Tuesday tomorrow, it'll be a sunny day. Our highs will be in the lower 70s. Outside right now, 68 degrees with a few clouds. Our humidity is at 47%. Winds are out of the south at 9 miles an hour. 68 degrees. We're going down to around 57 degrees this evening. And with that being said, that is the update on this very busy Monday evening. I'm Brandon Julian. Thank you so much for joining us. Pray for the victims in Las Vegas. We're back tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock. Have a great Monday. I'm Brandon Julian. We will see you back here tomorrow on the update starting at 5. Have a great evening, everyone. And we'll see you tomorrow.